Greetings and welcome to the Beyond Earth Show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you for joining me today for this transmission on April 6th, the year 2024. And I hope all of you have had a beautiful previous, let's say, couple weeks, and also with all of the frequencies, and that you are in your state of fortitude and also in grace, and walking your paths, however that aligns for you, for your perspective, belief systems. And so it's always a pleasure to be here with you. And I thank you all for, again, your presence, and especially during this significant time. And before I begin, I did want to express that those of you that know Kurt Cobain or knew of Kurt Cobain and Nirvana 30 years ago, on April 5th, would be the anniversary of when Kurt Cobain ascended into the heavenly realms. And I just wanted to take a moment to honor his soul and his spirit and all of the false negativity that was posited around him, and in which that his life was taken from him, and that he did not take his life, but it was taken from him. And it's been 30 years. And for those of you, depending on what age you are, 1994, April 8th, his body was found, but he apparently died on April 5th in 1994. And just paramount, tremendous, beautiful being and soul. And so I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate him in that. And then I hope that those of you that know of him and that also admire him and his music, or his contribution to music and his contribution to this timeline that we all share, thank you for honoring his memory, as it's been a remarkable 30 years. And so if we look back into these timelines in which we've all experienced, and for those of you that are on the younger side in the linear aspect of time, and those of you that are on the path in this third dimensional realm quite a bit longer, there's a great deal of awakening. And if you're listening to the show, the likelihood of you being on the awakened path posits more in the significance of that you're oriented towards, and you're in the midst of awakening. You've been in the process of awakening. You've been in the process of enlightenment, and you've been in the process and the journey of God, the journey of the cosmos, the universe, the angelic realm, the celestial realm, the Christ consciousness, the Buddha consciousness, if you will, and overall the universal timeline in which all of our souls have a highly imperative contribution to this world, to this epoch in which we exist. And so, those of you that, if you're let's say you've been focused on other aspects of your life and building a career, building a family, and then now you're in a place where you're feeling the call, feeling the clarion call to exercise more of that invocation of that light that you're feeling, and perhaps you've always been intrigued, and then now you're here, it's not too late for you. So I just want to say that a lot of people have awakenings and enlightenment intermittently throughout their life. Some of them have them from the moment they're literally born, and then they remember it from their birth. And also, those have had a strong connection, yet they were told as a young child that they were to not believe certain feelings or certain impartations, or they were basically conditioned to dismiss these interdimensional visions and God-given blessings of the divine and the sacred. and also in the third eye exploration, in which the Holy Spirit discernment, and also in the enlightenment. So many people have been born with this natural progression to exercise their divine potential, yet it may have been ruled out of them to a certain degree, and it was stagnant for quite some time. And now they're finding their individuality again. They're aligning with their purpose. They're aligning with their divinity and with their soul's emergence as well. So there's a combination of many paths and many aspects of how the path was taken and how it has been traversed up until this present moment. So I just want to say that for those of you that may be new or continued audience listeners of the Beyond Earth show, that the show is for everyone of all walks of life, of all walks of interpretation, and all walks of the layers and levels of your individual soul's emergence. And so this show is for everyone. And so, in addition to that, this is, I feel, a fitting time to commence with that we are presently ongoing with a multitude of planetary alignments, and we literally just had a lunar eclipse at the end of March that was extremely cleansing and cathartic for many people, and it was also very, very difficult for many people all at the same time. And so, whenever there is in the lunar aspect, because the moon essentially is the guardian of the subconscious. The lunar is in the aspects of the deep emotional subconscious shadow selves, as Carl Jung would say. And he's the one who coined that in our shadow selves, in our deep subconscious. So when you look into that path of illumination and you look at the lunar aspects and the lunar and how we are in this momentous ebb and flow with the moon and the lunar, let's say the new moon, and also in the dark moon, and all the phases of the moon in which we are made of water and we consist of water, and we are in tune with all these rhythms, circadian rhythms, the lunar tides, the emotional tides of ourselves, and in our interstitial fluid. Is essentially our largest organ besides our skin. And what does that comprise of? Water, correct? So that's the environment of our body, the environment in which our molecular structure exists, our physiological matter. And also, if we combine the etheric body and the auric field of ourself, we also have this parallelism with how our physiology and our psychospiritual aspects, how they combine, and how that confluence affects us in the emotional state of the realm of ourselves and our psychospiritual realm, and also in our somatic body. And we have our physical in this third dimensional realm. But we also have our soul and our spiritual body that transcends this third dimensional realm into the fourth and fifth and so on. And when we speak of the lunar eclipse and the emotional aspects that we all deal with and how it affects us and how it affects our health and our mental health and our emotional and spiritual well-being, there's also much to do with cleansing out those subconscious fears, cleansing out those patterns that no longer serve you, cleansing out perhaps people or individual groups of people, perhaps archetypes of personalities that you may tend to draw in your field and attract in your field due to some previous traumas. Or also, besides a proclivity to be drawn towards a certain tribe. There's also, in the contrary, where one can also magnetize, in essence, certain types of people that may take advantage of them, especially if you're an empath. And if you're listening to the show, chances are, again, the likelihood that you are a spiritual being, you are also from the stars, God's creation, made in his image, of course, but also in the attunement of the divine and in the starseed realm. So chances are that you are a more of a spiritually sensitive being, being that also in conjunction with the intellect of the soul and in the empathic realm, and where you are oriented towards serving humanity or being a spiritual seeker, seeking spiritual wisdom, seeking another form of a tribe in which you belong, where perhaps others in the mundane world might not fully be at your level yet, and that you might feel alone. So, in all of this, when we have the expressions and how we're coordinated with these rhythms in this realm and in the interdimensional realms, and how our bodies are so connected to water, thus being made of water, yet also connected with the stars and the celestial kingdom and the sun, which I'll get to in a moment, yet lunar eclipses, the phases of the moon. Throughout our ancient history, epigenetically, it's as if we're attuned to it. So even if one's an atheist and they do not believe in God at all, or they're agnostic and then they have a different path, or if they're on another realm in which they are oriented, there's either way that you look at it, we cannot denounce that the moon has its effects. And so when you look at the ocean and the tide of the ocean and the high moon and the low moon, that's just proof right there of celestial conditions. But we can also classify it with scientific conditions and the study astronomically. So if we look at it astronomically, astrologically, spiritually, psychologically, and if we look at it very pragmatically, so pragmatically, we all actually entail and enter into the common denominator, some of that. We are all affected by the cycles of the earth, the cycles and rhythms of the moon and the phases of the moon and the rotation of the planets, and how we also are in this gravitational pull, and that we are affected by all of this and so much more. So when we go into the depths of the moon and we transcend past that awareness and the enigma and the guardianship of the subconscious, we really explore where the moon illuminates on the path in which we are at and that we are living within, and what we're co-creating within as well, and also what we externalize and what we outpicture. And so when we go within to see what it could be and what are we doing to attract certain archetypes, good and bad, into our lives, personality defects of others or ourselves, spiritual defects of others or ourselves. But we look within to see what are we creating in our field, out picturing to call in and bring into us these patterns, patterns of good, patterns of not so good, patterns of destruction, right? So all of these patterns are in conjunction with the cycles of the moon and the sun and the planets and all of that. And so, under God's creation, the grand architect, we are blessed with all of this divinity around us in this third dimensional dense world. This reality that we are in is a very beautiful place, and it can also be very tumultuous and difficult, especially if you're a highly sensitive spiritual being. But then you seek the motivation to make this world a better place. And so we cannot have light without the dark. And the Hermetic dictum, as above and so below, as within, so without. And so, much as the yin and the yang, there must be a balance. And when we're confronted with a balance, you can choose to exert that light. Like Mahatma Gandhi said famously, be the light that you wish to be in this world, if I'm paraphrasing that correctly. Yet, in that essence, though, you can be a beacon of light. And you can also be a beacon of light for not only others and the animal kingdom, but also for your soul's divinity, your soul's grand purpose. Because in the karmic realm of all, in that response system, that there is the law of gravity. And in the law of gravity, we have so much to be in the grace of, because as there is this a formal sense and informal sense of how our equilibrium responds to that, but also within our spiritual equilibrium as well. So we often can feel spiritually imbalanced, emotionally imbalanced, physically imbalanced, and also we can feel this energetic imbalance. And so when we understand more of the rhythms and the cycles of this realm, of this universal kingdom, and the ebbs and the flows, and that there's always these shifts occurring, and that when we learn to literally move with the tide, not to resist the tide, that is when we start to explore and create these disciplines within ourselves, such as with prayer, with meditation, with rituals, with positive reinforcements for others in this kingdom. And so, through prayer, meditation, and visualization, it's literally creating the peace within and the kingdom of heaven within you, but also for others as well. Praying for the planet, praying for others, praying for literally the cease of war, praying for the enlightenment and the collective vibrational rise of all humanity in respect of this beautiful earth that we reside in and share, and that we can coexist and create in our own sphere, no matter how small or minuscule you may feel that your contribution is. Every single action creates a momentous effect that also contributes to larger effects on a microcosm, creates on a macrocosm. And so do not feel that you don't have enough to contribute. Your energy field is a superpower that you can partake in at any time and practice within that and work with that. So if you're in the expression of that you pray for the animals, if you pray for the homeless, if you pray for the sick, the elderly, the homeless veterans, if you pray for the sharks, the bumblebees, in essence, you're praying and you're placing this high vibration into the world. And if you could do more with resources, of course, then go for it. But if all you can do is pray, then pray. If all you can do is meditate, then meditate. If all you can do is light candles and create a ritual for the positivity and the enlightenment for a better world to be used for good, then so be it. Then, of course, enact upon that. But if there are additional ways in which that are convenient for you and compatible with you and align with your beliefs and align with your capabilities, and that will not cause you to become imbalanced or in any capacity of that way where it feels congruent to you, then by all means, you can always do more, of course, right? But if we can't do more and we can only do one or a few things, then certainly that speaks volumes itself. And so, what I mean by all this is that you matter, your contribution to this world matters, and we are going through a extraordinarily spectacular time ahead energetically. This is the time, even more than ever, to fortify your spiritual strength, fortify your connection to God, Jesus, the Divine Mother Mary, the Holy Spirit, Buddha, your bodhisattvas, whatever it is that you are in a communion with for your respective belief systems, whatever they may be, of love and light, that is the core foundation of all the ascended masters, of all the greatest wisdom keepers throughout history, is that love, light, and the prayer for peace, the prayer for others and to treat others as we would want ourselves to be treated, to treat the tiniest little insect, the tiniest little ladybug, the tiniest little spider, the tiniest little ant, that there's universal connection. There's universal connection to source in the tiniest of raindrop and the chlorophyll and in the plant world. If you look at all of that, if you just look at the world around you, everything is a living, breathing organism, just as you breathe, just as you live. And we all share this world together. And we can't help everything that happens, but we can help what we have in our general vicinity. So, maximizing your potential for yourself. And then we look at the third dimensional realm in the material aspect, in which we have our families, we have our personal responsibilities, we have our careers, our jobs, or those of you that are in between work and are having a difficult time. And it's hard to think outside of anything else except, wow, I feel so disconcerted. I have not been able to find the right work for myself. Well, for anyone, or if you're going through a health condition, or if you're going through suffrage of any sort, right now, this is the most time to go within. And of the place in which you've been injured or traumatized, of course, it's never savory, it's never comfortable, it's never convenient. Yet find that peace within you for yourself. Even if you have a terminal illness, find that peace within yourself that you deserve to have hope, you deserve to have reprieve, you deserve for your prayers to be answered, that you deserve. That even if the doctor, the prognosis is you have 3 months left to live, well, we send you love and peace, yet the doctors are not God. They don't know precisely. You can maximize in your spiritual aspect whatever you feel called towards. And if you don't feel the call, pray for that. And if you don't want to pray, then think upon it. Just let that marinate. Try to open up your field that this is not the end for you. So I'm just speaking across the board of those that may be going through a very difficult time, whether health or financially, or in certain places in their relationships and also where they belong in this world. So you'll notice that many people are being affected by our solar weather and our magneto shield, and we are going through a great deal of a tremendous amount of geophysical earth warfare. And so when we go through that, and then we're also dealing with our own magneto shield weakening, and we have things out of our control, I want to remind all of you that self-love, the most that you can, understanding, and self-forgiveness is essentially the most paramount thing you can do and most highly effective aspect, because things that are out of our control, regardless of what we're given the prognosis of, or if someone is going through a very difficult, challenging time in their emotional aspects, give yourself peace, give yourself the reprieve that if you focus upon what you'd like to draw in, if you focus upon what you would like to invoke, whether it be you just want the peace of God within you, you just want the peace of the angels within you, you just want the peace of the celestial kingdom to be with you, or you just want to bring in a guardian angel, then go for that. One small step can actually become so invocative of greater progression and to help the process along. And so I speak of all this to also bring up with the total solar eclipse that is occurring on April 8th, Monday. And many of you may have heard different theories, hypotheses of what this can entail. And there could be so many things that are true and so many things that are untrue. Yet, speaking of the matter here, I'm bringing up all of these emotional and psycho-spiritual aspects because we're also in Mercury retrograde. And we just got out of a lunar eclipse and we're in Mercury retrograde. And we're dealing with the total solar eclipse all at the same time. So those of you that are going through it, just try to continue to pray, to meditate, to reclaim your power, and hold tight, because you can be a spiritual warrior at the same time, regardless of what you're going through. That you want to maximize these energies for your good. You want to maximize the energies to transcend. If you're suffering and going through many things that don't serve you or things out of your control, that there's still hope within your timeline. There's still hope, even if you feel like you're at the end. There's still hope. There's always hope until into the next dimension. So when we look upon this total solar eclipse upcoming, there's this remarkable reminder within ourselves of enlightenment for peace, and truly the harbinger of fear and harbinger of also light at the same time, in that duality. And so when we look upon celestial events such as this throughout our, and we can look at our DNA codes, our epigenetic, and let's say our ancestral lineage and our starseed lineage, that it is a familiar feeling within all of us to have this feeling of perhaps fear of this impending doom of, my goodness, the whole sky is going to turn dark in the midst of day. And we look at ancient Babylonian, ancient Egyptian times. I mean, this harkens back throughout our history. And so there's a great deal of divine aspects. And when we confront the divinity of those aspects, that besides the dread and the doom and the fear, let's look upon the new dawn, the sun, the new sun that emerges. And that sun is the life force. That sun is the golden radiance, like our mitochondria, like our powerhouse, if our solar plex, right? So we have all of these integrations occurring. So we have the lunar, which affects our subconscious. And then we have our solar that affects our Christ consciousness, our higher consciousness. And so when we have that duality and we look within as above, so below, and in the realms of that, where we transcend from a hell into the heavens, right? You can look at it either way you wish, yet there's truth to that in the totality of our existence and what we co-create, how we coexist in this realm, and what do we do with it. So if you want to really transcend some of these aspects of your own humanity in the places that you really want to seek that enlightenment, if you really want to enjoy the rest of your life, even if it's short-lived or if it's a very long life, whatever it may be, You really want to enhance with your spiritual discernment. You really want to go in with the peace. Go in with the peace of God. Go in that when you go inward, within, and you see the subconscious, you confront it. And it takes a lot of time and introspection. Yes, it's not a rapid type of progress, but integrating that, taking the time to reassemble the pieces. And so, in this Mercury retrograde that we're in at the same time, is a beautiful time to reassess, to reignite, to re-examine, reanalyze, a lot of re, because retrograde has the illusion of going backwards, but it's also the time and cause for pause in which the self introspection occurs. And how timely that we're going through a total solar eclipse in this exact moment. And I'll get back to that in just a moment, but I do want to say that these theories about the CERN machine, and we have like micro black holes and wormholes, and that, it's an opportune time to release the God particles and create other dimensions. Whatever could be. Yet, regardless of if that happens or not happens, and wormholes are created, or if we're anticipating anything else that is to come in, regardless of all of that, whatever could be the truth. And if we're going through a timeline jump, let's say, if we're jumping through dimensions, then so be it. Yet, the recommendation I have for everyone, regardless of what truly will transpire or not transpire, is that keep your wits about you. Do not let any of the interpretation of fear rule and reign over you. It is only natural in our epigenetic frequencies, in our ancestral DNA codes, our spiritual light codes, our Akashic records to recall a time of fear and doom and gloom. And it is only natural for us to feel the spectacle where things can be sensationalized. And yes, there are times that when we let our guard down, that something that we feel like, oh, they said this would happen a million times, it never did. And then voila, that could be the time that things happen. Yes. However, there are things occurring all around us at all times, especially in recent years. And how I was expressing the last 30 years, right? If you can examine that personal timeline, and if you're 19 years old today, then just look at your own 19 years of life, right? But I'm just speaking of, in conjecture of, that there's always a path, there's always energetic frequencies occurring. There's always this impartation that we are confronted with and what we contend with in this third dimensional realm. Yet, right now, though, I must say that the quickening is occurring, and that's all in alignment with the grand awakening and further awakening, additional awakening, and the additional enlightenment that comes from that additional awakening. So much is being compressed in time. Much is quickened. Yes. Much feels like the twilight zone. Yes. There are scales all around us of enormous change, things out of our control, things within our control, things that are in the neutrality to create and foster and foist a new world in the sense of the greater world that we remember from our ancient times, the world of peace, the world of love, the world of unity. Yet we are in the midst of a true twilight zone at this time. So I'm not saying that anyone out there is wrong or incorrect, or that they're correct and accurate about what could be happening, especially with the CERN and the, hydrocollider and things like that. But I will say this: God is here always. The universal realm is always here. The light is always here with us. And when the darkness runs out of its time and we rise up with light and love, we rise up with our God consciousness, our cosmic consciousness, then we are able to transcend and illuminate the paths and invoke the points of light in all directions. And that when we do not let the distractions of the third world and all potential nuclear warfare and the famine and the financial crisis, everything that is literally occurring at this time, and the threat of all of that against humanity, when we deal with all of that and so much more, we are truly in spiritual warfare. And those of you listening to the show most likely are so aware of that. And so while all of that is true, going through spiritual warfare, there are glimmers and beacons of light and hope amidst all of this, all at the same time. So you can fortify your spirit, fortify your soul, fortify your knowledge, your hope, your optimism to embrace and transcend and align with the heavenly sphere and raising that higher cosmic vibration, because we're feeling the clarion call. All of you that are light workers, all of you that are healers, all of you that are of service to humanity. So if you're a trucker, if you're a farmer, if you're a policeman, if you're a lawyer, if you're a firefighter, if you're a military, if you are a doctor, a nurse, if you are a checkout counter clerk, if you are in any type of position in which you are working your position in this life, and some of these jobs are also in between careers. And if you are in the place of where you feel the vibration of people, if you feel the vibration and the energy shifts of those that you're helping, those that you serve, if you serve at a restaurant, if you work at a gas station, if you work in a library, whatever it may be, if you're a teacher, you'll see the collectiveness. You'll see the erratic behavior of people. And you'll also see that while there's erratic behavior growing, there's also kindness growing. And it's always far easier to see the weeds as they're growing because we have to look for that. We have to examine that so we can tend to the weeds. We always look for that. But then we sometimes fail to see that there are these beautiful, rare flowers growing. And if we were to nurture those beautiful, rare flowers and grow that and foster that and unite with that, then we can certainly transcend the weeds. And so when we have these aspects of, I would say, the dichotomy of good versus evil, the dichotomy of hope versus hopelessness, and when you align yourself and you see that there are many who are being affected by the spiritual warfare, many who do not seem cognitively aligned, many who seem cognitively impaired, and many who seem to be more in the angst and rage and complexity of difficult disenchantment. Their behavior, their attitudinal adjustments are completely full of that upset. And it's difficult to see that. We send them love, we send them light, we send them because they do not know that they are going through the effects of this type of spiritual warfare, and also on a geophysical warfare, and also with the chemicals and the geoengineering and the aluminum in the sky, in our water. And so many people are going through things that they have no concept of. But when you are able to see someone in that from a safe place with your personal boundaries for safety, of course, and energetic boundaries, send them love and light. Because if you're able to discern that some frequencies are occurring within other people that are being subjected to the spiritual warfare, and it's incongruent to what you know and what you expect to know, because there's always going to be a general aspect of people who are going to have moments of being upset or angry or disenchanted, and that's normal. But when you're seeing it kind of out of left field, and people are feeling hopeless and lost, they need prayer the most. They need the prayer and meditation the very most. We have to pray and help those that are going through this twilight zone. And so all of these planetary effects, all of the magnetoshield effects, and the solar forcing, I mean, just look at the weather, look at all of the planetary effects in our minds and souls. It's much like the weather. Sometimes we can't control it, sometimes we can, right? But in essence, though, when you notice that you are dealing with some, let's say, very challenging circumstances with other people at times, send yourself compassion and send them compassion at the same time, because it can be so injurious to witness that, especially during right now and during this eclipse season and retrograde season. You want to try to just be that beacon of light the most that you can without spontaneously combusting. And this is part of raising the vibration into the fifth dimensional vibration, into the collective consciousness in which we are transcending the lower vibrational frequencies of the effects of the spiritual warfare that we are experiencing and enduring. Think of it much like a toxin, like a poison, like a parasite type energy, that it's infectious and it runs rampant through. Well, you don't want to be part of the infection, do you? You want to be part of the antidote, correct? So when you essentially raise your vibration for yourself and for others, you are contributing beautifully and in the superpower realm of your energy, especially with the eclipse energy that we're confronting on Monday and the after effects of that as well. And yes, we are trained to be in fear, yet fear nothing, though. Embrace that you are on the right spiritual path, that you are seeking further enlightenment. Because when we feed into fear, when we feed into the energy of fear, fear is aligned with the separation of the light, false evidence appearing real, correct? So when you have fear, and yes, there are times that we should have fear, that we should work with that fear to transcend it and to apply, strategize, plan, and to get ourselves out of harm's way. But that is in the practical aspect of it. But when we have the fear in the spiritual aspect, not in the physical, but when we have the fear in the spiritual and energetic aspect, false evidence appearing real, that is when we truly must go inward into the new sun of ourselves, when that new sun emerges on April 8th. And regardless of where you are in this world, because it's going to go through the path and create an X, and you know, it's, I believe it's from northern Mexico all the way through to New England. So the path, and if you can, you know, where it's visible or not from wherever you're at, it is cautious to, you know, of course, not to travel unless you need to, and all things like that. However, you want to make sure that you do not feed into fear, into the places of that doom and the damage of what that doom can entail. You want to be with your wits about you, yes, but you also want to be in the clarity of your mind, that when you have your own wisdom and the patience to be open and loving with your wisdom, and then you work and walk from the path of light and hope, and that God Almighty protects you, the universal realms are here and we work with them at all times, that anything is truly possible, that new beginnings are truly auspicious. And when you look upon all of this as a segue into shedding the old, where you shed the past and you place that past behind you, and you shed that subconscious pain, you look to find helpful treatment modalities for yourself to shed any past trauma, previous injury. And what you're going through right now, if you're going through present, of course, seek counsel, seek legitimate assistance, of course. Yet when you're dealing with the propagation of fear, the dark side loves when you are afraid. The dark side, the dark forces feed off of you when you give in to fear. And so when you turn to God, when you turn to Christ, when you turn to Buddha, when you turn to your angels, when you turn to the celestial kingdom, when you turn to all of love and light, then nothing can truly destroy you. Nothing can truly cause destruction and chaos upon you. Yet the fear causes further chaos and destruction and all that discord. So when you recognize that you are truly a divine being sharing this planet, and that your contribution matters regardless of, like again, I said, no matter how small the contribution may be, but one thought, and if you go through your words and your deeds, and that you are doing your contribution, your part, no matter how minuscule you may think it is, it's actually far larger than you can perceive it to be, because your contribution, what you posit, the kindness, when you posit that kind thought, when you posit that prayer, when you posit that compassion, even if it's to a very, very highly difficult, complex circumstance, but from a safe place, even remotely, but from a safe place, and you want to just cause no harm, and you just want to stay in a certain realm and pray for that. Pray for the injury upon others. You're actually in the expansion. And in the expansion planetary, in the rhythms of our emotional self, and the expansion of God within you, when you partake in that contribution of compassion, love and kindness in just a fleeting thought through those words within your mind telepathically, through the deeds or the visualizations, you are doing your beautiful contribution, your part to create the kingdom of heaven upon earth. And so when you create within you that, I would say, like a new mirror of yourself, when you cleanse the palate, you cleanse the inner realm, and you work through transcending, letting go of what no longer serves you, but you're inviting in the place of beauty, love, and harmony for a new world, an essential new world, not the Great Reset. And I'm speaking of the new world and the paradigm of God consciousness, love consciousness for all humanity and all the inhabitants on this world and other realms. So when you truly have that wisdom within you, and you work with that wisdom, and you work with that patience of self to contribute more love and openness, you are coming from that place of spiritual maturity, and you want to work with that and praise yourself. Recognize that, wow, like I'm actually feeling so much greater and lighter, and I feel so much more uplifted. I feel lighter. That's truly what happens with the pledge of love. And so when you pledge to love yourself and you pledge to also love and honor others, it just grows exponentially. And then the kindred spirits come in and you feel that connection. And so try to look at looking at the new beginnings for yourself and for those around you, that those new beginnings can be filled with hope and promise, regardless of whatever you may have been told or whatever you're going through. And if your life is perfect right now, then perfect. Then help make other people's lives to become beautiful also. Yet, when you want to mark yourself in this particular timeline, and you want to create this little mark, this line for yourself of where you started and where you hope to be in the next month, let's say, let's do baby steps, 30 days. See how you feel if you want to engage with a deeper resonance of understanding, practice of your spiritual aspects, and of your communion with the love around you and the heavenly host. And so make the day count, make the evening count, make your weeks count, make your months count, make your years count. And so, in all of that and so much more, embrace this eclipse, embrace this retrograde season, embrace it for yourself and for the vibrational, activational aspects of yourself and those around you. And you can live this world with a greater introspection of that you deserve. You deserve more. You deserve love. You deserve health. You deserve great peace and abundance. And you deserve to win in this game of life. So utilize all of these energies, utilize these frequencies to work with you, not against you. And honor love and dissuade yourself from the false evidence appearing real of fear. And so I wanted to thank you, all of you, for your presence today with me on the Beyond Earth Show, as I'm your host, Ri Trujillo, and it is just always a pleasure to be with you. And have a beautiful eclipse and be safe and honor your spiritual frequencies. And may God bless you all. And I'll see you again in 2 weeks' time. Thank you again. Bye.